We filed in and walked to our favorite table in the back. A little warmer and we'd be sitting outside, but hey, it was still March, so what are you going to do? The owners and waiters smiled and nodded. They've seen us here more than 100 times. BW and I started coming to the Parthenon in the fall of our sophomore year in high school. We both ran cross country, a near-death experience, but that meant we could eat positively anything and not gain a pound. For us, that meant a jumbo Coke, a basket of fries, and 2 euros each. We've since added a few friends from our high school days. Scotty, a hockey teammate of mine, TP, the tennis captain, Sevi, a soccer star, and Barney, whom I was nice enough to drive to practice every day so he could take my spot on the team. I was cool like that. Women never join us, but it's not because they're not welcome. Our wives and fiancés and girlfriends all wonder what we talk about at these lunches until they visit and realize we're morons. They never ask again. We have no need for menus, but no need for 2 euros each anymore either. The lightweights get salads, and we all get gyros. TP once made the fatal mistake of looking at the menu and ordering a shish kebab, who knew they even made those, for which he is still roundly chastised, mainly by me. The highlight, always, is the saganaki. The waiters know their tips are directly proportional to the height of the flame they create, so they pour on the brandy for all it's worth. The poor guy lights it, it goes woof, and creates a mini mushroom cloud. I know a few waiters who no longer have eyebrows. We still debate the relative merits of Tappan Junior High School versus Clegg, which is, and I say this with complete journalistic integrity, the greatest junior high school of all time. The Tappan guys do have one ace, however. They all played with quarterback Jim Harbaugh, who went on to become Michigan's Big Ten MVP, an NFL star, and now the San Francisco 49ers head coach. BW and TP were his tailbacks back in the day, later replaced by NFL Hall of Famers Walter Payton and Marshall Faulk. We can still recount baseball, football, and basketball games we played against each other decades ago, the most pointless conversation anywhere in town. Well, almost. We also repeat stories so many times, everybody at the table can finish them, like an ancient tribe passing on its oral traditions. Take, for example, the homecoming queen, who rejected both Scotty and BW in the same month. Scotty was kissing her on her front step when, pardon me in advance, he farted. Could she hear it, we asked. I could, he said, and my ears were just 4 inches from hers. A few weeks later, BW dropped her off and did not make any move at all, but when he was trying to drive away, his car got stuck in the snow, and he had to ring her doorbell and ask her to come out to help him dig his car out, thereby erasing any question whatsoever that this was indeed their last date. The stories go on, and in this way we share our innermost feelings. The baskets get removed, the bill comes, and it's time for us to say goodbye, not just to each other for the day, but to this old friend, the Parthenon, forever. We could go somewhere else, and I suppose we're going to have to. But how are we going to find a place that plays lyra music and ignites dairy products? There are fancy restaurants just down the street, but none will be more comfortable for us. So, no, wives and girlfriends, you're not missing out on anything. But we will.